Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's basketball team, Chelsea DeVille. And first of all, coach, a tough loss last night for your team. You were riding a 7-game win streak coming into the weekend. How tough was that on your team to see that win streak snapped?
Well, you know, we don't talk about the win streaks and all the different records that we're breaking. We celebrate each win individually and focus on the next one. So I don't put a lot of merits on things like that because it's fun and they can celebrate it as a team in our locker room. We just focus on each game and each success or, in last night's case, defeats individually, just so it's not so much pressure. You know, when you are on a win streak and you're one of the better teams in the North as far as records have gone, people are going to come at you. So we don't want to put more pressure on ourselves than we have to.
Talk about that pressure. Having a 7-game win streak, going into the weekend, did you kind of feel like you had a bullseye on your back?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've had a tough go. We've won some tight ones. We've played really well. We've played poorly and found ways. But, you know, coming into this weekend and next weekend with St. Cloud and Duluth, we knew this was going to be, you know, a tough finish here. Just with both of them always being at the top of the league. You know, we're the new kids on the block that aren't used to being the one people are chasing. These two teams this weekend and next weekend are. So it is that extra little focus and pressure that we have to do to go forward in the next couple weekends for sure.
Go back to last night, St. Cloud State, they were hitting the threes from the get-go. How do you defend that when it comes at you right away there?
Well, you know, honestly, Kelly, our plan was to switch things and trail out and make them put it back on the ground or curl, and we went under everything. So we basically didn't follow our game plan, and that's the frustration part, obviously. And then we didn't change. We kept saying in timeouts and halftime, you know, guys, we're going under screens and just getting smoked, and we're not applying any pressure. We're playing off of them, which makes you easy to screen, and allowing them to just go through their actions without any pressure or hiccups. So we just didn't follow the game plan, and that happens sometimes, and it's frustrating, but we watched film this morning as a team, and we watched it last night as a staff, but they needed to see it so they could say, wow, you know, sometimes they don't know the mistakes they're making, and even if you tell them, it's just hard. But so we saw it for a whole half over and over and over again. So if we can play our game plan and we need to adjust, then we'll do that. But we need to start with what we worked on all week going into today's game.
Last night's game was the fewest points that your team has scored, 42 points. For your shooters, for the players that are used to putting the ball up, what do you tell them, and how do you alleviate some of that frustration?
Again, the film showed a ton. You know, they were throwing a strong side pressure and digging on our post, and it was as simple as basketball can get. If somebody helps strong side, you just kick it right. You take two steps right or left as a shooter after you pass through our post, and you kick it back out to them, and you let it fly for a three. And we just weren't doing that. We weren't seeing it. We said it over and over again, how easy it was, and our posts weren't seeing it. Our guards were standing around. You know, watching film, they just saw things that they couldn't comprehend verbally in timeouts and things. So I kind of said yesterday, I looked at my play card and said, it just looks like blank page right now because anything I ran, we didn't do a very good job on it. And that wasn't true as I watched film last night. We did notice that we got great looks. We missed 12 uncontested layups. You know, we didn't see or find shooters in transition or skip outs. So our offense is there. We just have to make the right reads.
Well, Brenna Evans had a big night for St. Cloud State, 28 points, and, man, she was shooting the threes as well. How do you defend her coming into today, and do you really concentrate on one player? Because, you know, each night can be so different.
Right. You know, last night we did say, hey, we got to stop this kid. We can't let one kid solely beat us. And, you know, we didn't pressure her. So we kind of made it easy. She's a very, very good player. She's kind of plays cat and mouse with the ball. She just kind of moves it around, dances with you a little bit, and makes you look silly sometimes. But kids that are that good at doing it, you need to pressure them. You know, she's a kid that doesn't love pressure, and when you get into her, you take away her legs, you take away space to see things, and make it harder on her. So, yeah, you know, they have a lot of talent offensively, but her in particular, we just need to do a much better job on, of course.
Well, and you've got a lot of talent offensively as well. Sydney Czar hitting 4 for 5 outside the perimeter. And she didn't start hitting those until late in the game. Unfortunately, it was a little bit too late. But who do you look to today to have a better outcome?
Everyone. We need to play better team basketball, seeing things, doing what we can do, making those uncontested layups, having our posts be tougher on both ends of the court. So, like we said in shoot around this morning, we can't play, you know, much worse. And not to discredit St. Cloud at all. I mean, they made a high percentage shots, and they played very well defensively. Their game plan worked. So, you know, we got them on a great night, but we knew that. We knew they're a tough defensive team. We knew they could score at a high level. That first quarter is really what killed us, because we held them, you know, in the 20s, I believe, or low scoring in the second half. We just need to do that again throughout the whole game, and particularly from the get-go.
Well, today's going to be a bit emotional. It is senior day. It's the final home game for your three seniors that will be graduating. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about those three young ladies who've contributed so much to your team. Let's start with Tegan Pompa.
Yeah, Tegan was a junior college transfer. Her sister plays volleyball here as well. And, you know, as a kid, you always, you know, it's hard to always talk about a kid that doesn't, you know, get to play a ton. But those are the high character kids that we should talk more about. She just brings it every day in practice, is a selfless kid, wants to get on the court, but never has pouted or made excuses, gets in, does the work, and she makes us better every single day. She's a quiet kid to me, doesn't talk a ton. You got to kind of pry it out of her. She's one of those kids I think is chatty at home, but not so much at practice. So just a wonderful, wonderful kid and a great family.
And then Gabby DuBois, what does she bring?
She's the best. If you could just see what she brings from her freshman year, when I'd say, "Hey, Gabby," and she'd start crying. She was just so emotional kid. It was so funny. Now she's our class clown. Everybody is always rooting for her. She came back from an ACL injury and is back in our starting lineup. Really talented kid, but, you know, just the coolest heart on that kid. So, you know, again, another great family that came into our program.
And then Taylor Bray, she rounds out the three seniors that are leaving this year.
Yeah, and it, just what an asset Tay Bray is. Obviously a great post player, a leader not only on our team but in SAC and some FCA stuff. So she's just that all-around kid. There's no wonder she's going to be successful as a doctor someday. Just, you know, a wonderful kid, comes from a basketball family, just has a great heart to her. Is going to be tough to see all these kids leave. Just who they are is even more important than what they've done for us.
Well, and I know with the NCAA allowing some of the seniors to come back if they want an extra year because of the COVID, you've got two that are staying, Brooklyn Bachman and Sydney Czar. How did you find out that they were coming back?
Well, yeah, it was kind of, you know, just wait and see. But now we're recruiting, so we got to know if we're, you know, if you're coming back, or, you know, we're going to have a big roster again next year. When they just finally decided, hey, we're coming back, it was just like a sigh of relief, because it's great to have fifth-year players. You know, that's part of the reason why we've seen some success this year, is we're mature, and we've been there, and we've seen what it takes. So two captains are coming back, so that's always a good thing for our program, for our younger kids to learn under them another year and get better and fight for time. Will just make us that much better. So it's a relief to know that a couple kids are coming back as well.
What's it going to take to get a win here today?
We got to, you know, be tougher. We talked about it yesterday before the game, and we failed at it. We got to defensively be the tougher team and offensively be the tougher and more sharp team. Basically, it was opposite day yesterday, so we needed to be on point on our scout today.
Good luck. We'll talk to you in the post game. Thanks, Chelsea.
Thanks, Kelly. Have a great one.